Psalm 37 is a wonderful psalm. We encourage you to read that psalm even today with your family, in your home, or during your own devotions. I'd just like to leave one verse from that psalm with you, and it's verse number 7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself. Shortly after I became a Christian, way back in 1992, 28 years ago, I lifted one of these little books from our church. In fact, this was the very edition of the book that I lifted, Our Daily Bread, for the beginning of 1992, 28 years ago. And there's a little article I'd like to read to you from this edition, and it's just entitled Quarantined. It's based upon this verse of scripture, rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself. You know, in 1832, a great cholera epidemic broke out in Britain. Many lost their lives, but even during that year, God sent a great awakening. God sent revival, especially to parts of Scotland and Northern England. And also in 1832, this little book records that the French engineer Ferdinand de Lesseps was travelling on the Mediterranean Sea. When a fellow passenger became sick with a contagious disease, the ship was quarantined. The confinement was terribly frustrating for de Lesseps. To help pass the time, he read the memoirs of Charles Le Pur, who had studied the feasibility of building a canal from the Red Sea to the Mediterranean. That volume led the engineer to devise a detailed plan for the construction of the Suez Canal, which was completed under his leadership in 1869. The quarantine, 37 years later, proved to be immensely valuable to de Lesseps and to the world. Here's the application. Likewise, Christians sometimes undergo a spiritual quarantine to prepare them for further usefulness in God's service. It may come in the form of an illness, an injury, or unemployment. In the case of Joseph, Genesis 39, it was unjust imprisonment. In every situation, God does not forsake his own, but draws them aside so they can get to know him and understand his purposes better. What do we do in these periods? The psalmist said, rest, wait, and do not fret. Even whenever we are distressed, we can pray and we can read the Bible and abide in God's love. That's wise counsel for the quarantines of life. God shuts us in to help us and not to hurt us. You know, I believe in these days God has much to teach his people. God has certainly given us time that we didn't have before. Time to think, to meditate, to search our hearts, to consider our ways. Times to pray, to seek God's face, and to enjoy God's presence, and to set our homes and our houses and our lives in order. What is God teaching you during this time of quarantine? Rest in the Lord, wait patiently for him, fret not thyself. God bless you. See you again tomorrow.